All right, Shavuosai, good morning. Let us begin an incredible daf ahead of us today. We are picking up, today's daf is Yud Zayin. We are not picking up on Yud Zayin. We are picking up on Tes Zayin Amud Beis. And we are picking up Amar Belazar Mai Dichsiv. No, I'm sorry. Rabbi Lazar Basar Demasayin Saluse. It is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 lines up from the bottom. Both say beautiful, beautiful Gimur ahead of us. We thank our sponsors for the Shir, our Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Teves, Shirley Elbaum, together with their sons Avron, Sean, and Judah Elbaum, and their families, in memory of their beloved husband and father, Jerry Elbaum, and in commemoration of his 10th year set, we hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, and Shem will have an aliyah and the family in Nechama. And to thank the family of Pam Weissman, her children, grandchildren, for dedicating the week of learning this week in honor of her birthday and in recognition of her commitment to Derech Erez and to Talmud Torah. We wish Pam an incredible happy birthday, a successful year ahead, and arichos yamim v'shanim admeah v'esim shanim tovos. And I will say with that, let us begin. Beautiful Gemara today that you're going to find very exciting for a variety of different reasons. Take a look. So Rabbi Lazar, so let's remember again, just to give you a bit of background with this. The greatest challenge with tefillah, the greatest challenge with prayer in general, is the idea that I'm using someone else's words, but yet I'm supposed to have an individual experience. Here again, I'm using words that were written and organized by rabbis over 1,000 years ago. Okay, it changed a little bit over the years, but not really all that much. And somehow I'm supposed to relate to God as an individual through someone else's words. What the Gemara here is introducing is this incredible dynamic that we'll see great Rabbanim at the end of Shmona Esrei would insert their own tefillos. So we'll say, this is like, if you can imagine, after Hambarich Esamo Yisrael Bashalom, right after that last part, they would then insert their own tefillos. See, here you're about to see the personal tefillos, personal prayers and supplications of the great rabbis of yesteryear. And the Gemara brings this in because we both say, this is what we are supposed to do as well at the end of Shmona Esrei, and even during Shmona Esrei, to insert our own private prayers and supplications. So watch this. Rabbi Lazar, Basha Demasayim Tzalusei Amar Halki. Rabbi Lazar, when he would finish davening, so just to understand where all of this is happening. This is happening after they said, Hamvari Esamo Yisrael Bashalom, right before, so really that's the end of Shmona Esrei, technically speaking. Once you say that, that is the end. They would insert these other supplications. So look at this. So they would say, Amar Haka, Yiratzamo Fanach Hashem Elokeinu, Shetishkan Bepureinu, Abba V'Achva V'Shalom V'Reyes. Kadosh Baruch Hu, may it be your will that it should reside in our midst. Ava, love, Achva, brotherhood, Shalom, peace, Reyes. Reyes also means friendship, peace. V'Tarbe Gvuleinu B'Tamidim. Let our borders be filled with Torah scholars. V'Tatzliach Sofeinu Acharis V'Tikva. And let our end, let us be successful in the end, and let our end be filled with incredible hatzlacha and hope. V'tasim chalkinu began Eden, give us a portion of the Garden of Eden. V'saknenu b'chaver tov, give us good friends. V'yetzer tov, good inclination ba'olamecha, in your world. V'nashkim, let us wake, and when we wake up, v'nimtza yichol levavinu liyara eshemecha. And Abba say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let it be that when we wake up, it is our will to go ahead and revere your name. Rashi points out over here, V'nashkim v'nimtza yachal levavinu liyara eshemecha, sheli yiskabra alinu yitzahara behiru hor layla, losor me'acharecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't let it be that over the course of the night, we lose our will and we lose our resolve to serve you. So let us wake up first thing in the morning. It's beautiful. Let us wake up first thing in the morning with an incredible desire and energy to serve you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tavo lefanecha koras nafshinu letova. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, allow, literally again, the disposition of our heart. Rashi explains this over here. Tavo lefanecha koras nafshinu is kilomar sipuk tzarchenu. The Koras Ruchina. Kadosh Baruch Hu, give us what we need and allow us ultimately again to have Koras Ruach. Allow us to have tranquility of spirit. Rabbi Yochanan, Basar Demetayim Tzalus Amar Haki. Rabbi Yochanan would say the following. This would be his prayer at the conclusion of Shmona Esrei. Yiratzom Lofanach HaShem Elokeinu, Shetotzitz Bevashtenu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, see our humiliation. V'tabit bara oseinu, and see all the negativity that is befalling us. V'tislabish bara chamecha, clothe us in your kindness or in your compassion. V'tiskaseb ba'azcha, clothe yourself in your strength. V'tisatef b'chasidusecha, wrap yourself in your kindness. V'tazar b'chaninosecha, The Tavo Lefanecha Midas Tuvcha Va'an V'sunusecha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow the Midah, the attribute of your goodness and your humility, to come before you. So we'll say, amazingly enough, you see Rabbi Yochanan uses his tefillah ultimately to speak about the difficulty in the circumstances of Am Yisrael, also the difficulty in the circumstances of the individual, and asking God to see those circumstances and ultimately change our plight for the better. Rabbi Zera, Basr de Mesayim Salusa Amra Haki. Well, see, here's what Rabbi Zera would say. You know, Tzamo Fanach HaShem Elokeinu, Shelo Nechata, Velo Nevosh, Velo Nikali Ma'avosenu. Well, see, listen to the tefillah. The tefillah was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may it be your will that we should not sin, we should not be embarrassed, and we should not be embarrassed in front of our ancestors. And I will say that one day when we meet our ancestors, we should be proud of the lives that we led and not be embarrassed. Rabbi Chiya, Basar Damatzli Amar Haki. Rabbi Chiya would say as follows. Yiratzamo Fanach HaShem Elokeinu, Shetei Torascha Umenosenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, allow your Torah to be our occupation. So I will say, so you see, there are different ways of learning Torah. Some people dabble in Torah. They dabble in it. And even, what does that mean, they dabble in it? I will say, this is not a function, ultimately, again, to how much time. This is how you use the time that you have. Some people could be sitting in front of a sefer, but they're not paying attention, right? They're involved in other things. So that's dabbling in Torah. It's great. You're showing up, Baruch Hashem. But that you're not gleaning the experience of Talmud Torah if you're involved in a whole bunch of other things, even in front of an open sefer. So therefore, again, he davened in Kadosh Baruch Hu, let your Torah be our umdos. Kadosh Baruch Hu, let your Torah be our occupation. If I'm going to come and I'm going to show up and I'm helping the Gemara, be attentive, right? Get the most out of the experience and don't waste your time with whatever else we tend to get sidetracked and distracted from. So the Gemara says, let it be our umdos. Va'al yad ve'libeinu. Do not allow our heart to feel any pain. And don't, so that's actually quite beautiful. Do not allow our eyes to become darkened. So the Maharsha comments on this. What does it mean, don't allow our eyes to become darkened? I will say sometimes in life we have a vision as to what we want to accomplish, and sometimes we just get sidetracked from that vision. That's called the darkening of the eyes. There are moments where I see exactly what I want to do, exactly what I want to be, exactly how I want to live. And then something happens to my eyesight, that my eyesight gets darkened, and I lose track of all the beautiful things I wanted to accomplish. Don't allow my eyes to become dimmed or darkened. Rav Basar Talusi Amar Hachi. Basi, here we go. Listen to this. Rav, when he finished his Shemona Esrei, here's what he would say. Yiratzon Lefanach HaShem Elokeinu, Shetitein Lanu Chayim Aruchim. Israel will give us a long life. Chaim shel shalom, a life of peace. Chaim shel tova, a life of good. Chaim shel bracha, a life of blessing. Chaim shel parnasa, a life of livelihood. Chaim shel chilutz atzamos, a life of health. Chaim shel yishvim yirashvim yiraschet, a life where I have fear of sin. Yiraschet, a life where I have a fear of sin. Chaim shel bushoach lima, a life where there's no degradation or humiliation. Chaim shel osher v'kavod, a life ultimately again of wealth and of honor. Chaim shel tebanu avas Torah v'yirash shamayim, a life ultimately again where I have a love of Torah and a reverence of heaven. Chaim shel temale lanu es kamosh al sibeinu l'tova, and a life ultimately again where all of the desires of my heart are filled for good. Bose, sounds familiar, right? If it doesn't, you need to come back from Kiddush Club a little bit early. just a smidge. So I will say, right? It usually ends, right? Rosh Chodesh, okay, good. A lot of blank stares, good. I will say, so again, I just want to point out the beauty of this Gemara also, as you're going to see, is something amazing, which is a lot of these tefillos. We're going to see one tefillah that was appended to the end of our Shmona Esrei, but what you see is something incredible, which is these tefillos were considered by the Gemara to be so meaningful and so impactful that although they were not appended to the end of Shmona Esrei as we have it today, they were used in other contexts. So mostly, so I just want to point this out, which is really quite amazing. So Birchas HaChodesh was not written as Birchas HaChodesh. Birchas HaChodesh was Rav's tefillah that he would say every day after Shmona Esrei. So Chazal, for whatever the reason, did not choose this one. We'll see the one that they chose. But Lamaisa, such a beautiful and impactful tefillah, was used in a different context of Birchas HaChodesh. It's really quite amazing. Rebbe, Basar Talusei Amar Hachi. Rebbe would say as follows. Yiratzamo Fanach HaShem Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, may it be your will, the will of our fathers. Shetatzeinu Azi Panim Azes Panim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, save us from brazen people and from brazenness. Me adam ra, me pegara, from bad people, from bad acquaintances, miyetzera, from the evil inclination, mechavera, from bad friends, mishachinra, bad neighbors, misatan amashchis, from the destructive satan, midin kasha, difficult judgment, mibal din kasha, a difficult litigant, bein shehu ben bris, bein she'eno ben bris, whether again he's of our faith or not of our faith. So the Gemara says, and Rebbe said, this is va'af agav, dekaimi katsutzi alei de Rebbe. Rav Osi Rashi points out over here that Antoninus, who was the Roman emperor, gave Rebbe personal bodyguards. Soon the Rebbe had personal bodyguards, he still davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day to save him from evil and difficult people. So we'll say again, hopefully this also looks familiar, right? We have this Yiratzon right after Birchos HaShachar. So again, you see, it's beautiful. Sometimes you wonder where all these things come from. So again, right here, Birchos HaZayin HaMadeis, so many of the Yiratzons that we have as part of Davening come right from here. Rav Safra, Basar Tzalusi Amar Hachi, Rav Safra would say as follows, Yiratzon Mofonach HaShem HaKenu, Shetasim Shalom, top of Yizayin, Bavmah Yishamala, Kodesh Baruch Hu, may it be your will that you make peace. Pamal Shalom is in the celestial sphere, Bisla in the celestial sphere, Obamaya Shalmato, and in the earthly sphere. Rashi points out over here, Bepamalya Shamalo, Bechaburas Sari Haumos, Kisha Sarm Shamala Yish Tegar Benayim, Tegev Yish Kitata Bena Umos. So Basi Rashi explains over here, every nation has a ministering angel. Right? Every nation has a ministering angel, except Klal Yisrael. We don't have a ministering angel, we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every nation has a ministering angel. When do nations go to war? So I will say, war doesn't begin down here. War actually begins when the ministering angels in the celestial sphere go at it. When those upper angels go at it, it results in war down here. So ultimately, again, so Rav Safra would daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let there be peace in the Pamal Yoshalmala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let there be peace in the celestial sphere. And ultimately, again, then there'll be peace, but Pamal Yoshalmata. Ubina Tamidon Uskim Yisrael, and let there be peace, ultimately, again, between the Torah students who learn Torah Lishma, Ben Oskim Lishma, Ben Oskim Shalom Lishma. Whether they go ahead, let there be peace amongst Talmidei Chachamim. Right, they will say sometimes again, even Talmidei Chachamim don't have peace amongst them. Whether they're learning Lishma, Shalom Lishma, listen to this, Chala Oskim Shalom Lishma, Yiratzon Shi Oskim Lishma. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may it be your will that those who do not learn Lishma one day should come to learn Lishma. Beautiful. Rabbi Alexandri, Basar Tzolusi Merhachi. Rabbi Alexandri, when we finished davening, would say as follows, Yiratzon Mofanecha, Hashem Elokeinu, Sheta'amidinu b'keren ora, Va'al ta'amidinu b'keren chashecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu, stand us literally in your corner of light, and don't stand us in the corner of darkness. Va'al yad ve'libeinu, do not let our hearts be filled with pain. Va'al yichashchoinen, Rabbi say, here you see again, that reference, Ayichash Choyinenu, don't allow our vision to be dimmed. Same idea, Rabosai. This idea, if I have vision for what I want to accomplish, don't allow my vision to be dimmed. Don't allow me to lose sight of the things I want to do, the person I want to be. Ike de Amri ha Rav Hamnuna Masi. Others say, no, this was Tefillah Rav Hamnuna. Rav Alexandri Basar de Masi Machir. Rav Alexandri's Tefillah was actually as follows. Ribona Olamim. We'll say it's beautiful. Ultimately, again, this was Rabbi Alexandri's tefillah. He said as follows, Master of the Universe, it is known before you that we really want to fulfill your will. Our desire is to fulfill your will. What prevents us from fulfilling your will? Sa'ar Shebe'isa, the yeast in the dough. So we'll say the yeast in the dough is a reference to what? It's a reference to the Yetzihara, right? It's a reference to the evil inclination. Just like the yeast causes the dough to rise, so the evil inclination causes my heart, it causes a certain level of arrogance. Sin, Rabbi says, sin in general is a manifestation of arrogance, right? It's only if I'm arrogant do I sin. Because sin represents my needs are more important than God's needs, right? What I want is more important than what God wants. That's arrogance. So I sin because I'm a Baal Gaiva. So ultimately, you know that I want to do what's right. Deep down, you know that what I want to do is right. But what prevents that from happening? That's the yeast in the dough. Shibud Malchus. And sometimes it's a difficulty of my circumstances. It ultimately, again, prevents me from fulfilling your will. Yiratzim ofanecha shetatzinu miyadam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save me from the yeast in the dough and save me from my oppressors. V'nashuv la'asos chukei ritzonecha. And allow me ultimately again to return and to fulfill the will or the ways of your statutes with a complete heart. Rava Basrad Salusi Amrachir. We'll say Rava when we finish davening would say the following. Elokai, my God. Ad shelo notzarti ini kidai. Before I was created, I was unworthy. Va'achshav shelo notzarti ki lo notzarti. And even though now I've been created, it's as if I haven't been created. Afor ani b'chayai, I am dust in my life. Kal v'chomer b'misasi, all the more so in my death. Hare ani lefalmecha kichli malei busha uchlima. I stand before you like a utensil that is filled ultimately again with degradation and humiliation. Yiratzel mofanecha Hashem Elokai, may it be your will, my God. Shelo echeteot, let me not sin again. U'mashechatasi lefanecha, that which I have sinned before you, mareik berachamecha harabim. Wash away or erase away with complete compassion. Avalo, ayidi yisrim v'chalo imroim. But please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do not cleanse me with suffering or with sickness. So the Gemara says, "V'hainu vidui d'Rav Hamnuna zutei b'yom Kippuri." And in fact, this was the vidui. This was the confession of Rav Hamnuna on Yom Kippur. And we'll say if you recognize this, because we do say this at the end of Shmona Esrei on the Yom Noram. I think one of the most powerful paragraphs that we say over the entire Yom Kippur davening. It's one of the most profound statements of confession. A statement on one hand sometimes a feeling of unworthiness. Not that I am unworthy. Chas v'shalom, no one is ever unworthy. But sometimes I feel unworthy. You hear that distinction? The objective reality is I am never unworthy. But sometimes I feel unworthy. And I feel unworthy because I know what I can be, but yet I know what I currently am. And what I currently am is not a reflection of who and what I can be. But I also know that I need your help to get there. I need the fresh start. I need the new beginning. If you just wash out my utensil and give me a new beginning, I promise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will make something of myself. It's really incredible. Marbri Dravino, Kevin Messiah, and Slusia Marhachi. So I'll say, Rav, the son of Ravino, when he would finish his Shmona, he would say the following. But I'll say, here we go. Elokai Nitzra L'Shonim Era. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, prevent my mouth. Prevent my mouth from speaking ill. Usvasai medaber mirma, right? And v'sifvasai medaber, excuse me, and my lips from speaking negativity. V'lim kalalai nafshiti dom, and I'll say, allow my soul to be silent to all those who curse me. V'nafshi ke'afar l'chol tiyya, and allow my soul to be like dust to everyone. So remember, there's a lot of different interpretations as to what exactly this means. The pashat pshat is, the pashat nafshi ke'afar l'chol tiyya, even if someone insults me, give me the koach not to respond. Right? That's what I dive in for. It's the reflexive reaction that if someone insults you, does something negative, that of course I'm going to say something back. Give me the koach to remain silent. Literally open my heart with your Torah and allow my soul to run after your mitzvos. Save me again from negative people, negative encounters, from the Yitzhara, umi ishara, and from a bad woman. Umi kol ra'os hamistrakshos lavo ba'olam, and ultimately again from all misfortunes which come in this world. The Shabbosa, you see again, our version is a bit different than this, but you see the elements of our version. The chalachoshim alai ra'a, and whoever wants to perform negative acts against me, or whoever has in mind to do something negative to me, mehira hafer atzasam v'kalkel machshivosam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ruin their plans. Ruin their plans. Don't allow it to come to fruition. Yuliratzonim reifi v'hagyoni b'lefanecha Hashem tzuri v'goali. Ultimately, again, may the words of my mouth be in accordance with your will. V'hagyoni b'lefanecha, and the thoughts of my heart should come before you. Hashem is my redeemer and my rock and my redeemer. Really beautiful. Rav Sheshes, ki avyase betani sabasu demasi marachar. Rav Sheshes, on a fast day, after he finished davening, would say the following. Amar hachi, ribono olamim. Master of the Universe. Rose, so this is Rav Sheshes' tefillah, dafk on a fast day. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know when the Beis HaMikdash stood, person would go ahead and offer up a chatos, and what would they burn on the Mizbeach? They would burn the fat and the blood, and he would have achieved atonement. V'achshav, yashavti betanis, v'nismait chalbi v'dami. Kodesh Baruch Hu, now I fasted, and as a result of my fast, there is less fat on me, and there is less blood coursing through my veins. We'll say very beautiful. May it be that the amount of fat and blood that I've given up as a result of the fast should, emir tzashem, affect atonement just like the Karban Chatas. So beautiful. Rabbi Yochanan, Kevin Mesaim Sefer de Iov Amarachi. What's Rabbi Yochanan would finish learning Sefer Iov, he would say the following. Sof Adam Lamos. It is the end of every man that he dies. Vesof Behem L'Shchita. And the end of every animal that is shechted. Shabbos says, so again, meaning man dies, an animal dies. Everything in this world dies. Right? We'll say death is the great certainty. Ashrei mi shagadol batorah va'amalo batorah va'osa nachas liyotzro. Praiseworthy is the person who grew in Torah, who toiled in Torah, and ultimately again provided nachas ruach. Nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'gadol b'shem tov, and ultimately again grew in a good name. V'niftar b'shem tov min ha'olam. In other words, he cultivated a good name in this world and left a good name in this world. V'alav amar Shlomo, and about such a person Shlomo Melech said, Tov shem mishemen tov, a good name is better than good oil. V'yom ha'mavis miyom hivaldo, and the day of death, Shlomo Melech said, is better than the day of birth. So I'll say such an incredible, obviously, this type of tefillah, right? If you would say this other times, people would say, what? Oh, what's the matter with you, right? So, obviously, he's saying this after Sefer Iov. So remember, again, Iov is a very somber and overwhelming work. So afterwards, again, he's saying, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, at the end of the day, death is the great certainty, right? Death is the certainty. The variable is what you do with the time between birth and death. What are the things ultimately, again, that give your identity eternity? It's Torah. It's Torah. If you learn Torah, if you toil in Torah, that will create the Shem Tov, that will create a good name. And it's those things that ultimately become the metric of a good life, ultimately, even when you leave this world. Quite incredible. Margala B'Pumim Rav Meir. So let's say there was a... Margala B'Pumim means Rav Meir used to have a wonderful saying. Margala literally means like a precious stone. Right, the precious stone. So there was a precious saying that Rav Meir used to say. Gamar b'chol vavcha u'b'chol nafshecha la'da'as estrachai. So literally, again, try with all of your heart and with all of your soul to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rabbah said that a person ultimately, again, should toil to try to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rashi says over here, Margala b'pumei means davar zeh ragil b'fib. This is something he used to say. Work hard to try to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lishkod al dalte torasi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, spend time, literally again, by the doors of my Torah, which Rabbah means that ultimately, again, come into the base medrash, spend time by my doors. Nitzor torasi b'lipcha, keep my Torah in your heart. V'neged einecha tihia yirasi, and allow my reverence, it's like God speaking to us, and allow my reverence to be ultimately again always opposite your eyes. Shmor picha mikol chait, keep, guard your mouth from any sin. V'tar v'kidesh atzmecha mikol ashma, and literally purify yourself and sanctify yourself from any transgression. Vavon v'ani eya imcha b'chol makom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you do these things, so we'll say again, if you do these things, if you go out of your way with all of your heart and all of your soul to try to know me, if you spend your time in the base medrash, if you go ahead and you keep the tenets of Torah in your heart and opposite your eyes, if you guard your mouth from speaking negative things, if you try to purify and sanctify yourself and avoid sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I promise you, you do your part in this relationship, and I promise you that I will always be close to you. Incredible. Margala b'pumai d'rabbanan d'Yavna. Both say this is so beautiful. There was a common saying in the mouths of the rabbis of Yavna. Listen to this. Ani beria, v'chaveri beria. So what says, these were the rabbis speaking about the other people. Right? I'm a creation and my friend is a creation. We'll say first of the widest lines. Ani malachti bi'ir v'hu malachto b'sodeh. So we'll say, these are the Talmidei Chacham speaking. My work is in the city. A reference to the fact that they were going to the base medrash, right? So my work is in the city. Rashi says over here, ani malachti biir kilomar nochem malachti mi malachto, meaning my work is easier than my friend's work, right? My work is in the city, in the base medrash. My friend's work is in the sadi. He's an agrarian. He's a farmer. He's in the field. Ani mashkim lemalachti v'hu mashkim lemalachto. I get up early to go to my work, right? Remember again, these are the rabbanim of Yavne. Their work is the base medrash. So I get up early to go to my work. And he, the farmer, gets up to do his work. Kashem shehu eino miskader bimalachti, kach ani eino miskader bimalachto. The same way that he can't do my work, I can't do his work. Rashi says, miskada litfos umasi, which literally means the same way that I can't take his work, he can't take my work. In other words, we have two different roles, dramatically different roles. Vishema Toma, goes to listen to this, and maybe you'll say, Ani marbe v'hum mamit. Maybe you'll say, this is Rabbanu speaking, maybe the Rabbanu will say, you think that we the rabbis, we're greater, because after all, again, we learn more than the laborer, than the farmer. Shaninu, echot hamarbe ve'echot hamamit, o bilvat shi'echavin libo lo shamayim. Well, it's such a beautiful Gemara. We learned that whether you learn a lot or whether you learn a little, the ikar is not the quantity. The ikar is the quality. Do you devote your heart in a sincere way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If you do, then whether you learn a lot or whether you learn a little is inconsequential in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What matters is ultimately, again, the degree of the sincerity that you bring to your life endeavor. So I said, this is incredibly beautiful. Here you have the Rabbanim in Yavne, right? Remember again, Yavne was the last vestige of the Sanhedrin. These are the greatest leaders of the generation. And what they're doing is they're looking at the farmers getting up to go to work at the same time that they're going to the Beis Medrash. And the rabbis are saying, you're no better than us, we're no better than you. As long as you're sincere, and as long as we're sincere, ultimately again, Rose wants to say, which also is an incredible yisod. See, and again, this isn't much bigger topic, not for now. Sometimes we think that the goal is equality, right? Meaning that the greatest accomplishment is everyone is the same. So say, not everybody is the same. People have different roles and people have different responsibilities. And different roles and different responsibilities doesn't mean that this person is better than this person. It just means that they're different. And if there aren't different roles and responsibilities in this world, then by definition, humanity cannot fulfill its tachlis. So you have the Rebbe say, the Rabbanim and Yavne aren't giving the farmers mussar. You should really be learning more. Right, you're spending too much time in the field. You get to the base measures, the same work, and as long as whatever time you have to devote to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wonderful. And you'll devote your time, we'll devote our time. But lemaisa, as long as bilvad shi'chaving libo lo shamayim, we're all doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of us. Incredible. Margula pumid abaye. We'll say there was a common saying in the method of abaye. The olam yehi adam arum biira. Now this is very interesting. A person should always be arum. Arum literally means cunning. A person should always be cunning in their yiras shamayim. Look at Rashi, this is quite incredible. Arum biyira, laharim b'chomini armal yiras baro. We'll say, so we'll see what this means in just a moment. People should always be cunning in their cultivation of yiras Hashem, because the Pasuk says, the Pasuk, the Gemara over here quotes the Pasuk from Mishlei, ma'aner, oh, I'm sorry, before we get to that. So we'll say, so this idea of being cunning means that if you want to grow in your ruchnias in life, so you have to, Gemara uses the lashon of cunning. Cunning always sounds negative. It means you have to realize how powerful the Yetzirah is, right? The internal evil inclination that has the desire and ability to sidetrack us is so powerful that you have to find a way to outsmart it, which means that I will say growth in life doesn't come easy, right? Growth in life requires an incredible amount of resolve, because otherwise, again, if you're not willing to be cunning, which means if you're not willing to really push yourself hard, you're not going to grow in life. Literally, again, a soft response averts much fury, which I will say sometimes, this is great, by the way, the best way to de-escalate very charged exchanges is how? Speak softly. Speaks out, right? Then sometimes, again, we assume that when someone's yelling, what that requires is what? Yelling in response. So we've all been down this road. You know how that works. All it does is engender more yelling. Sometimes the best way to de-escalate, ma'anerach. Just go ahead and respond softly. A person about say should try to make peace. My b'shalom. A person should be a shalom dika person with everyone, with his brothers, with his relatives, with every person, even with the Gentile in the marketplace. So about say the idea is be a person of shalom, right? So about say again, they say the good litmus test is if there are more than two people in this world that you don't get along with, it's kedai to really introspect into the nature of the midos you have, right? You can't get along with everyone because they're just some difficult people. So you can't get along with one person, okay. You can't get along with two people, fine. If there's more than two people that you can't get along with, a person has to look in the mirror and say, you know what? Maybe it's not them. Maybe it's not them. Maybe it's something in me. Because a person has to be a shalom dika person. That's the me that I'm supposed to cultivate in myself with everyone, Jew and Gentile alike. Kedeshe ahov l'malav v'nechman l'mato. That a person should be beloved above, right? Literally, again, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and desirable above. So the idea being v'yeh mekubal ala brios. And I will say, the idea is, how do you know if you're good with God? The great litmus test, if you're good with God, is if you're good with people. I will say, a person who doesn't know how to get along with people can't really forge a relationship with the divine. In other words, people, as I write here, I can interact with them. If I don't know how to properly interact with human beings, it's going to be difficult to go ahead and forge a meaningful relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu who can't be seen and can't be perceived. Let's listen to this. Amru alav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, shelo hektim adam shalom me'olam afilu nachri b'shuk. Let's listen to this. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. No one is incredible. Let's say Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So, not our topic for today, but I will say, there is no question that one of the reasons we are still here today as a nation, that we lived through the Churban, is because of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Right? Zecher l'Churban, Zecher l'Mikdash, that's all Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Yet, what's his claim to fame? No one ever greeted him first. He was always the first person to greet everyone. Jew and non-Jew alike. This was the Gadol Hadar. He was the undisputed leader of the generation. Yet again, the Gemara says he greeted everyone. Margulapum Drava. So another comment in the mouth of Rava. Tachlis Chachma Tshuva Umaisin Tovim. What's that incredible? What's the Tachlis of Chachma? The Tachlis, the purpose of wisdom, is the ability to do tshuva, and ultimately again Maisim Tovim. Shelo yehei adam korei v'shona boy pa'avavu imo. So I say, because what happens? A person shouldn't learn Torah and then end up literally kicking his father and his mother and his teacher, Rabbo, or mishu gadolman b'chachmo minyan, or someone who's greater than him. So I say, the idea is that the goal of Torah, the goal of chachmo, Rabbo say, is what? Is character refinement. This is an incredible, incredible yisod. The goal of Torah is not to ingest knowledge, right? The goal of learning Torah is not to become smarter. That's not the goal. The goal of learning Torah is to refine my character. So if I'm learning Torah, but I'm disrespectful to my parents, I'm disrespectful to my Rebbe, I'm disrespectful to people who are greater than me, then at the end of the day, my Torah is unsuccessful. Then there's something wrong in my learning. I might be ingesting knowledge, but the cathartic impact of Torah is apparently lost on me. Shene Amar, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, Seichel Tov L'chol Oseihem. La'osim lo ne'emar, Ela la'oseihem. La'osim l'shma, V'lo la'osim shalo l'sha. So we'll say a beautiful drasha that the Gemara makes. Reishis Chachma, what's the purpose of all Chachma? Yiras Hashem. Seichel Tov L'chol Oseihem. The idea is Seichel Tov. The Gemara doesn't say Seichel Tov here to be character refinement. I learn Torah in order to refine my character. So we'll say the Gemara is the drasha. Seichel Tov L'chol Oseihem. It doesn't say la'osim. La'osim would mean to perform. It says la'oseihem. The Gemara says la'oseihem is a contraction. La'oseihem l'shma. The goal of Torah is to learn it lishma. Now, see, interestingly enough, what does lishma mean in this context? So lishma, for the purpose of Torah, means for the purpose of character refinement. It's interesting, right? That's the purpose of learning. I learn Torah to become a better person. That's it. That's the entire goal. I learn Torah to become the best version of myself. Of us, we know this, because when you learn, you feel different about yourself, right? When you learn, you feel different about life. When you learn, you feel different about others. So I learn Torah in order to refine my own personality. V'chalo'usa shalo l'shma. It was a very strong statement. Whoever learns Torah shalo l'shma, noach lo shalo nivra. It would have been better that he not been created. Now, Rabbi saying, this is a very strong statement, because the truth is, we have many other times we speak about the concept of that shalol lishma, balishma, and even shalol lishma is still good. Rabbi say, so I think what the Gemara is referring to over here is a person who never graduates from shalol lishma to lishma. In other words, so if I'm growing in life and I'm starting out shalol lishma, and I'm ultimately growing, right? And right now I'm shalol lishma. I'm not learning Torah for the right purposes, but I'm going to try to. I know where I want to get to. I know right now I'm not learning for the right purposes, but I know where I want to get to. That's fantastic. But a person who's at shalol lishma and is content with remaining shalol lishma, the Gemara says, then what's the purpose? then what's the purpose? Then what is it that you're trying to accomplish? So Rabbi says, so again, there was another statement of Rav. Ha'olam haba in bo lo achila v'lo shtia. V'lo pir v'rivya. Rabbi says, in the world to come, Rabbi says, so again, this olam haba refers to where you go after you die. Remember, olam haba is used sometimes to refer to the messianic era, sometimes to what we call the world to come where you go after you die. So this is, of course, where you go after you die. In the world to come, there's no eating, there's no drinking, there's no procreation, there's no business, there's no jealousy, there's no animosity, there's no rivalry. So I say, so to some people this sounds good, some people it doesn't sound so good, right? There's no business, right? There's no competition, there's no rivalry. I like a little bit of sinner, right? A little bit of sinner is the spice of life, right? You got to hate someone. Hey, so what am I going to do? What am I going to do in Olam Haba? If there's no one to dislike, there's no one to rally against, there's no hafkana, there's nothing I can do, what am I going to do with all of my time? So I'll say, listen to this. So what is Olam Haba? Ela tzadikim yoshvim, rather, the righteous sit. Their crowns are on their head, and they derive benefit from the divine presence. Shene emar, vayachazu esa elokim, vayochlu vayishtu. So we'll say, interestingly enough, it means they saw God, and they ate and they drank. Now we'll say, now this pasuk is actually by Har Sinai. Right, by Har Sinai, and actually usually is a reference, ultimately, again, to actually seeing God. The Gemara is understanding it over here to be a metaphor, ultimately to Olam Haba, which is that we will see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yochlu V'Yishtu, doesn't literally mean we'll eat and drink, but rather it means we will ingest the spirituality of the experience. I will say, I'll tell you an incredible Musa. So here the Gemara just described Olam Haba. What's Olam Haba? I will say, the righteous sit, their crowns of their deeds are on their head, and they sit and they soak in the Shekhinah. So I will say, I have to ask myself a very serious question. Does this actually sound good or not? So of course I'm conditioned to say, wow, sounds so beautiful. Right? And I'm thinking in my mind, like, is there like an option B? You know, is there like something else I could do? Like, you know, like a golf option maybe, or you know, something else. Sitting and soaking in the Shekhinah for all eternity. Like, how long is eternity exactly, right? Is that all day, part of the day? Is there like a lunch break? You know, so we'll say it's an incredible yisod. An Olam Haba like this is only meaningful if I actually value this in Olam Hazeh. See, Rabbi Yossi, what this is saying is this is an unending relationship with Hashem. So is this something that actually appeals to me or not? So the answer to that question, and we all have to answer it for ourselves, is very telling of where we're holding in this world. If I look at this and I say, okay, right, and it's a little bit actually overwhelming and not even so exciting, that tells me that maybe my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a bit more work. Masha Enkin, to me, if it looks appealing to me, then ultimately, again, it means that I value that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what I say, here it is. This is Olam Haba. And how we look at this theme and whether it engenders anxiety or excitement tells us about the work we have to do in Olam Hazeh. So Gemara goes, Vayter, Gidol Avtacha Sheftich HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Nashim, Yotzer Nashim. So what I say, incredible, beautiful Gemara. Greater is the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to women, more to men. How so? Shene Emar, because here the Gemara quotes the Pasuk from Yeshaya, Nashim Sha'ananos, Komna, Shemana Koli Benos, Botros, Ha'azina Imrasi. So we'll say, so again, what the Gemara is picking up over here is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to the women, he gives them the bracha of tranquility. Sha'ananos, tranquil. So ultimately, again, Rav said to Rav Chiya, the final, look at Rashi, Gidol Avtacha, Sharekaran Sha'ananos Ubotchos. So again, Kadosh Baruch Hu calls the women tranquil. Botchos means believers or secure. So Rav Rav Chiya, Noshim Amayzachim. So I will say, what merit do women have? Now, what the Gemara is asking over here is as follows. Men have many more obligatory mitzvot than women. So if that's the case, obviously the women's zchuyos must come from somewhere else. So where do their zchuyos come from? So we'll say a very beautiful Gemara. Ba'akruye banayhu lebei kenishta. So ultimately, again, much of their zchus is derived ultimately from the fact that they bring their children to yeshiva. Uba'asnuye gavrayu be'rabanan. And they encourage their husbands to go to the Beis Medrash to learn. Literally, and they wait for their husbands to come back from the Beis Medrash. Now Rashi points out over here that often it was a practice that men would go to learn Torah in different cities. A man could only go to learn Torah in a different city, ultimately, if what? If he has the permission of his wife. So Rabbi says, so what's the common denominator over here? They take the kids to, right, they drive carpool, that's what it's saying. Right, goodbye. Try this. Let me know how that works out. Right? Your zechus is to drive carpool, right? So Rabbi says, so what? The Gemara is saying something so incredible. The Gemara is saying that the zechus of Nashim are that they are the enablers of everyone else's growth. They both say, you see, when I go ahead and I do something, I'm enabling my growth, which is beautiful. But it's my growth. It's my growth. The great incredible zechus of Nashim, being the Akeres HaBayis, the cornerstone of the home, is that a woman becomes the enabler of everyone else's growth. She is the enabler of her children's growth. She is the enabler of her husband's growth. And everyone in the household grows. Ultimately, again, because Rav Bosse is incredibly important to you. So sometimes people say this, and they say it like in an apologetic way, right? Like, oh, your zechus is so great. You're the people say it's not apologetic. If it's the words of Chazal, it's kodesh kadoshim. Whatever society tells us is irrelevant, right? Our values are not gleaned by society. Our values are gleaned from brachos daf yud zayin amud aleph. And this is true. Whatever a woman is doing, career or not career, whatever it is, obviously we have different needs now in greater society. I will say, but the ikar tachlis of a woman is the enabler of everyone else's growth. And ein zuchus gedolah mizo. Because for me, the greatest zuchus that I have is the person I make of myself. That is what my zuchus ultimately, again, is capped at. But lamaisa, again, the zuchus of nashim, says the Gemara, is the ability to be the enabler of the growth of all of those around them. Incredible, incredible Gemara. So the Gemara says, ki avi miftri rabbana mebe rabbi ami. When the Rabbana would leave the house of Rabbi Ami, Amrilei Mevei Rabbi Chanina, Amrilei Hachi, Olam Chatira Bechayach. Rabbi will say, beautiful Gemara. So we'll say, when the Tamidichim would take leave of each other, they would say as follows, Olam Chatira Bechayach. Literally translated, it means, you should see your life. You should see your life. Literally, you should see a world during your life. Rashi says, Kol Tzarchecha Timalei. Ultimately, again, all of your needs should be fulfilled. V'acharischa l'chayi ha'olam haba, and your end should be in the world to come, shaporshon world to come. V'tikvasecha l'dor dorim, and may your hope be for generations. Which Shabbos say ultimately means what? Ultimately means you should see future generations of children. Libcha yega tfuna, your heart should find wisdom. Picha yedaber chachmos, your mouth should speak wisdom. U'lashoncha yarchish renanos, and your lips, literally, or your tongue, I should sing songs. Yashiru negdecha, your eyelids, or Leah, your eyelids literally should be straight in front of you. Einecha yairu b'mar Torah, your eyes should be illuminated by the light of Torah. Panecha yashiru kizoharakia, and your face should be illuminated like the firmament of the heavens. Sif sosecha yabiu das, your lips should speak wisdom. Kiyosecha ta'alozna misharim, your kidneys literally, again, should rejoice in the mesharim, in the straightness of life. Or talosn also means sing. Pa'amecha yarutzu lishma divrei asek yom, and your feet should always run to hear the words, the ancient words of wisdom. So we'll say, so this was when people would leave the Beis Medrash. This is what they would say. So today, it's brought down, we just say, bye. Right? You say, bye. Have a great day. Right? You say, so apparently, this was much, much more beautiful. This is what they would say. Alufinu misubalim. Our leaders are, now we'll say, misubalim literally means full. Our leaders are full. What does that mean? Alufinu misubalim. This is what it means, like this. They were complimenting their leaders, and they said, "What? Alufeinu b'Torah? Our leaders in Torah, misubalim b'mitzvos, are full or are laden with mitzvos." The Chadamar alufeinu b'Torah, they are our leaders in Torah, uba mitzvos, umisubalim b'yisur. Rabbi says sometimes the amazing dynamic is those who are filled with Torah and mitzvos are so often laden with yisurim, so often laden with suffering, that how often the dynamic of life appears to be that those who are greatest often suffer so much. Amud Beis, Ein Peretz, what does it mean, Ein Peretz? Well, see, this is just close in the pasuk. Shaloti siyasinu kisiyaso shel David, shiyatzim en achitofa. There should be no breach. It means ultimately, again, this was a bracha to the leaders, bracha to Klal Yisrael, that ultimately, again, our group should not be like the group of David, from whom emerged Achitofel. Remember, Achitofel was one of David HaMelech's advisors, who then left David HaMelech, went to Avshalom. Ve'en yotzeis, May our group not be like the group of Shaul. Shiyatzianu doeg ha'adomi. I will say, remember again, from Shaul emerged doeg ha'adomi. Doeg was a terrible Russia, did terrible things to undermine Shaul. Vein tzocha, or vein tzavcha, shalo teisiyasenu kisiyasu shal Elisha. That our group should not be like Elisha. Shiyatzianu gechazi. We learned about Gehazi last week, right? And he was the attendant of Elisha, but didn't always do good things. Birchavo senu, in the streets, Shalot Heilano Ben Otamid Shemachtiach Tavshila Barabim. But listen to this. May we not have a son or a Talmud, literally, who burns the food in public. So we'll say burns the food in public apparently was a metaphor or a euphemism for going ahead and doing publicly disgraceful things. Right? So we'll say that people do disgraceful things that unfortunately we all do, but at least to do it in private, not in public. Shamu, so we'll say the Gemara over here quotes the Pasuk from Yeshaya, Shimu Eli Abire Lev Harichoki Mitztaka. Literally, listen to me, Abire Lev, those who are strong of heart, Harichoki Mitztaka, which literally means who are far from righteousness. We'll say the Pashup Shat of Yeshaya is that he's speaking to sinners, right? Right? Those who go ahead and are strong sinners and are far from righteousness. Rabbi Shmuel, Amir, Rabbi Ochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Chadamar Kula, Olam Kula, Nizona Mitztaka, then Nizona Mitztaka. So we'll say, interestingly enough, so here the Gemara is understanding that in fact, it's ultimately a reference to the righteous. So the Gemara says, what does this refer to? This refers to the entire world is normally sustained with tzedakah. We'll say, most of us, the brachos we have are not because we've earned it. It's because God has given it to us in the capacity of charity. The Baruch Hu has given us tzedakah. So the most of the world is ultimately, again, sustained with tzedakah. The heim nizonin bizroa. But the righteous ultimately, again, our sustained bizra. Bosa bizra means with their own hands. Which means that what? Most of the world, most of us are not sustained because of our own righteousness, but rather because of the tzedakah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the righteous ones, right? The righteous ones, as the Pasuk says, the abire lev, the ones who are strong of heart, they are sustained bizra with their own actions. The chadam are no, just the opposite. Kol ha'olam kulo nizonam bizchusam. Really, the entire world is sustained because of the righteous. And I will say, the righteous are not even sustained through their own righteousness. What does that mean? Every single day, a baskel comes out from Har Sinai and says, the entire world is sustained because of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. But my son Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, all he has is what? Is a kav, one measurement of buxer, right? Of charuvin, of caribs. So you see over here that Torah Rabbah says, the entire world is sustained through the merit of the righteous, but yet the righteous themselves subsist on so little. Pligud Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda, man abir elev. Rabbi would say, who are the abir elev? This argues because we'll say according to this explanation, the strong of heart are reference to the righteous. Rabbi Huda has a different interpretation. He says, who are the righteous? Who are the abir elev? The strong of heart, gavai tipshai. This refers to the foolish gavaim. Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi would say, so this refers to. Rashi says they were a shame umma. This was a particular nation. Rabbi Yosef teda. How do you know they're so foolish that they live amongst Jews and not one of them ever converted? How could it be that a nation that lives amongst Jews and not even one convert amongst them, they must be terribly foolish. The people of Masa Mechasya were very foolish. They see the convergence of Jews twice a year. I will say this was the shir before Sukkot and the shir before Pesach, the big kala, and yet not one of them converted all of these years. So I will say the idea being that to live amongst Jews and not even one convert means they're foolish people. Again, we don't proselytize, but the notion that not one of them wanted to be part of Klal Yisrael means that they were foolish people. Right there, we'll say one more line. Remember again, the Mishnah said, if a chassan, as much as he's part of a Kriyat Shema, ultimately, if he wants to say Kriyat Shema, you know what, see, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emir Tzashem and chassan Emir Tzashem tomorrow. Shalach HaVosai. I don't know.